How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Willie. Thank you. Look, thank you for inviting me to be part of this because it's just a bit cool. I'm, you know, I potter away here in my studio all by my sweet self, and Instagram has been a big part of my community because one does get a bit lonely in the studio. Yeah. And so that's really lovely. Oh. I'm tickled pink.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's dive into it. So you have landed on a really beautiful still life practice, but it wasn't always the way. You painted landscapes previously.
So my background is as a high school art teacher. So that really is where my focus was. I was a high school art teacher and I absolutely loved my job. I never thought I was going to be an artist ever. But I did dabble because I loved it so much, which is one of the reasons why I went into the industry. And along the way, I would do some small landscape paintings. And that started with working with acrylic gouache on paper. And it started because I was working with students. I had a class, a very small class in a country town of year 12 students in my first year of teaching. And I joined up with my old art teacher and his class of students. And we went on a camp together in York. And he took us up the hill one day. His name is John Gard. And he's a very fine teacher, really excellent tonal painting, formal painting skills that I learnt when I was at school, and he was teaching his students and I was starting to work with mine. And we went up the hill in the dawn one morning and sat on the hillside, and he said, try that, and gave me a limited of the acrylic gouache paints, and we set to it, and I was like a student again. Actually, it was quite funny. But that was what started my interest in painting landscape. But then that's just evolved over the years, really.
It's funny, when we spoke last time, you said you moved to Albany and you've had this kind of life change and you got down there and the landscape is so beautiful but also very
it's really wild.
Yes,
where we live. So we moved down to Albany 8 years ago. I had small children at the time. So I had three children and two of whom were twins. And when we moved down here, at that point I thought I would paint landscape, but that was part of the idea. I would teach part-time or do relief teaching and I would paint some landscapes. But once we got down here, I found it almost so overwhelming because and I've been talking to somebody since we spoke last. Maybe it was because when I go out into the landscape, mostly it's through, I look at it through a camera lens.
Yeah, right.
But when you live amongst it, and where I live is on a peninsula south of Albany. So Albany has a natural harbour. It's a local Menang name, the indigenous name is Kinjaling, which means place of rain. And it's quite a wild, rugged landscape and coastline. And it's actually it's quite a lot of danger along the other side of the peninsula where I live. But where I am is quite cocooned and protected from that by the peninsula and the cliffs sort of between us and the Southern Ocean and next stop Antarctica. Maybe it's just so overwhelming, and also having small children.
Yeah.
Quite intense. So yeah. I found landscape too much. We were not going out in it much either with the kids. And so my mother, who is a printmaker and an artist, she suggested I work on some still life painting or still life work. And then I was off. Because one day when she said that, I looked across the road and my neighbour Brian had been chopping down his lemon tree. No, not chopping it down. That's not kind. No, he'd been pruning.
Pruning.
And he had these great big pile of prunings out the front. And I went, oh, okay. And I ran across the road and grabbed some of those. And came back and started pootling about in the spare bedroom. So I had myself set up there. And, that's how I got started in that.